Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon to you, Elder Carl Vajure.
Good afternoon, my brother. Good afternoon to our listeners. Hope you are well and blessed.
Yes, indeed, we are well. Thank you very much for asking. We are blessed also. In spite of the sad news that we have received, I mean, we've learned that Pastor Gregory Klassen from the Mossel Bay District has slept the sleep of death. And it saddens us as the Adventist community to learn that. So in spite of the day, yes, we receive some sad news. Perhaps before we even go to our discussion, my elder, if you don't mind, if we could offer a word of prayer to those who family members and friends, those who are affected and are deeply hurt and injured by this.
Yes. Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity to gather here today on this radio station, Father. We know that you are God of love, you are God of mercy, Father, and we know that you are the Alpha and Omega, knowing the end from the beginning, knowing the plans that you have for each and every one of us, Lord. And you have blessed Pastor Klassen with life, Father. You have protected him. You have led him throughout his life, Father. You have been a good shepherd to him, Lord. And it is only through your wisdom, Father, through your will, that you've allowed him to fall asleep, Father. But we know that we will meet him again at the second coming of Christ, where we will see you face to face, Father. I just pray, Lord, in all your wisdom, that the Holy Spirit may comfort those that have been affected by his loss, Father. Be with the family, be with the friends, Lord, during this difficult time, Father, and comfort their hearts, and let them feel your love, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my elder. Truly, we pray and continue. We will continue to pray for the loved ones, the family, but during this difficult time, even the churches that he has worked with. Now, let's go back to our discussion. We're talking about the Holy Scriptures this afternoon.
Yes, yes.
And of course, not only today, but tomorrow and Friday as well. It is one of the fundamental beliefs of the Adventists. The people of God believe while many see the Bible as a historical relic or a collection of moral fables, the Adventists hold it as a supreme and infallible revelation of God's will. It is described not just as a book, but as a written word of God, given by the divine inspiration. And so, in this segment, those who are joining us on the line, who are joining us listening to the radio, we want to explore, together with the elder, how this ancient text serves as the modern standard of character and definitive authority for a global community. My elder, how significant is it that we list the Holy Scriptures as the very first of our fundamental beliefs?
My brother, I think it's very, very significant for us to list it as the first of our fundamental beliefs, because it shows that everything that we believe as Adventists begins with the Bible.
Mm.
But I want us to first just clarify and understand what a fundamental belief is.
Mm-hmm.
So fundamental belief is a core teaching that explains what we believe as a church. So it's not something that we invented somewhere, but it's something that we've discovered in the Bible. And these beliefs unite us and they guide us on how we live, how we worship, and how we serve God. So when we place the Holy Scriptures as the very first fundamental belief, what we are saying as Adventists is that we're saying that the Bible is the foundation for all other beliefs that we have. Every doctrine that we hold, it can be about salvation or state of the dead or the Sabbath or the second coming or even Christian living, whatever it may be, must come from Scripture.
Mm.
So we believe that the Bible is inspired word of God. We believe that it was written by people who were guided by the Holy Spirit, and it's a revelation of God's will, and it teaches us truth and how we should live. So, and it's trustworthy and able to lead us to salvation. So the Bible is not just a religious book, it's God's message to humanity. So I can say that the Bible is not just about one belief among others. It is the foundation of all beliefs. So we start off with the Holy Scriptures as fundamental belief number one.
Mm. Yeah. The Bible is often described as the authoritative revealer of His will. Mm. How does that, or how should that, settle internal church debates?
That's an interesting question, my brother. You know, when we say the Bible is the authoritative revealer of God's will, what do we mean by that? I believe that we mean that the Bible shows us clearly what God wants and how God wants us to live. So in any church, there will be times when people disagree. That's normal because we are human beings and we see things differently. Mm. Based on our personal experience. But the strength of the church is not in avoiding disagreements, mm-hmm. because they will happen, but it's in knowing where to find the final answer to that disagreement. And that's the answer to that is the Word of God. So instead of arguing based on personal feelings, based on culture, tradition, based on your personal beliefs, we return to Scripture and we ask ourselves, what does the Bible teach regarding this? Mm-hmm. So the Bible becomes the final voice on any topic. The Bible becomes the one that corrects us, that mm-hmm. guides us, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. keeps us from drifting away from truth. And it also protects the church from division. Because when everyone accepts the Bible as the highest authority, unity can become possible. So we may have, and we will have, different opinions come time to time, but we need to submit to the same word. So in practical terms, I can say that the Bible settles debates not by force, but by truth, not by popularity, but by authority, and not by emotions, but by the revelation of God.
Mm. Now, in a world of evolving morality, and we know this world, how do you defend the idea that a collection of ancient texts, which may even be irrelevant, is still a standard of character in 2026?
Mm. I would say as a church, we defend this idea by firstly understanding that the Bible is not simply an ancient book. Why do I say that? Mm-hmm. The Bible is the revelation of God's character. And because God does not change, the standard of character found in the Bible does not change. Now, mm-hmm. in today's world, we know and we see it around us. Moral values are constantly shifting. Mm-hmm. What's considered okay today or right today may be considered wrong tomorrow, vice versa. But the Bible gives us a fixed standard. It teaches us what honesty looks like. It shows us what purity looks like. Mm-hmm. It shows us what love looks like, what forgiveness looks like, what faithfulness looks like. Mm-hmm. And these are not cultural ideas, but these are reflections of God's own character. So when we say that the Bible is a standard of character, we mean that it shows us how God wants human beings to live, how he wants us to treat each other, how he wants us to make decisions and to live a life that honors him. Now, one of the reasons that we trust this standard is because of the unity of the belief of the Bible itself, if I can just elaborate slightly.
Yeah.
Bible was written by about 44 different authors over a period of 1,500 years in three different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And many of these writers didn't meet each other. They lived in different places and they came from different backgrounds. Yet the Bible reads like one book when you go through it. It cross-references itself thousands of times, to be specific, more than 60,000 times, there are connections between passages. And that shows how remarkable and united this message is. And it points us to one author, which is the Holy Spirit. And the central message of the Bible from the beginning to the end is about Jesus. Now, talking about standard of character, Jesus is the perfect example of character. He showed us what love looks like, humility looks like, what obedience looks like, what righteousness looks like. So the Bible is still the standard of character today because it reveals the character of Jesus. And as long as God remains the same, his standard for human character will remain the same. The Bible is still the standard of character because it shows us the character of God, and we know God never changes.
And we do know that indeed God never changes. Now, how does the Adventist view of sola scriptura, the Bible alone, as it were, differ from other denominations?
I would say we as Adventists, we strongly believe in the principle of sola scriptura, which means the Bible, the Bible alone is the highest authority in matters of faith and practice. But for us, this principle is not just a slogan. It's a method of living. It's a method that we use to study the Bible. We take it literally. And first, we believe that the whole Bible is inspired from Genesis to Revelation. We do not separate the Old Testament from the New Testament because both are the Word of God and both are important. Secondly, we believe that the Bible explains itself. And this means that we, as Adventists, we compare Scripture with Scripture. We don't build teachings on one verse. Instead, we study the full message of the Bible to understand true truth clearly. And lastly, we also believe that every teaching in the church must be tested by the Bible, sola scriptura. Mm. Even if it's a message that comes from the most prominent church leaders, whether it's a message that comes from traditions or new ideas, they all must be measured against scripture. So when we use this approach, it protects the church from errors, and it keeps our faith grounded in truth. So for Adventists, sola scriptura is very important because it means that the Bible guides our beliefs, and the Bible guides our worship, and the Bible guides our daily lives.
Yeah, and the Bible guides our daily lives as well. Now, lastly, before we let you go, if the Bible is the ultimate authority, how should we view the role of the church tradition or modern prophetic voices?
We value church tradition. We believe in the gift of prophecy. But all of these things need to be vetted under the authority of the Bible. So we believe that God, say for example, as Adventists, that God gave us a prophetic gift to Ellen G. White, mm-hmm. to guide the church in spiritual growth, in health, in education, in mission. And her writings have helped many people understand the Bible better and live more faithful Christian lives. However, we are very clear on one important point. Her writings do not Her writings do not they do not replace the Bible. They do not stand above Scripture. They must agree with the Bible and point people back to it. So the Bible is the foundation, and every other voice needs to be tested by it. Every other voice must stand and build on that foundation. So if I can maybe conclude on and maybe summarize, if I may, the message for this session today, I can say that the Bible is the foundation of our faith, my brother. The Bible was written across centuries by many writers, different languages, yet it speaks with one voice, and that voice is the voice of God. And the message that we get points us to Christ Jesus. And in a world that's changing, in ideas and a world that has uncertainty, God has given us something that is stable, something that's trustworthy, which is His Word. So let us not only respect the Bible, but let's read it, let's study it, let's live by it, because at the end of the day, a church only stands on truth, and that truth is Scripture, which is the Bible.
Yeah. Man, I must thank you so much, my elder, and I want to just sneak in one more last one. Is it reliable and perfect?
The Bible, in a simple answer, my brother, it is the most reliable book that you could ever put in your hands. Mm. The Bible is a love letter from the God of heaven, your creator, the one that knows the end from the beginning, the one that knows your future. And he is saying that you must just take that book and read it, and it will change your life. It is very reliable.
I see. Well, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through. A pleasure to talk to you. We'll connect with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much. It's always a blessing to spend time with the listeners.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.